WGBB.
The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
Listening to the station that serves your community.
Sorry.
AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Let's start again.
Started
a little early.
We're going to get a new musical director here.
It's on.
Don't change that dial.
No, we're back to that.
Live from WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. This is the most listened to show on WGBB. It's time for...
I fell asleep. You took so long.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Listen up. Jesus is on the air.
And that was Dr. John Palmer. I'm Dr. Anthony Chiffo. And we're here to tell you we love Jesus.
And this is Al Barbarino, my dearest.
And we also love dear Al Barbarino.
I love Al.
At leisure.
You know, sing the song.
Jesus wants to show the way. If we take
Tony, it makes me so feel so powerful to have Al in my hands.
Yes, I know.
And watch, you ready?
That's the whole idea.
That's enough. Goodbye, Al.
And so the doctors are in the house. So why don't we introduce our guests?
No, you can.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. It's an honor and a pleasure to have Dr. Vincent Arata as our guest. And he's a medical doctor. But more than that, he loves Jesus, and he loves the Blessed Mother. So welcome, Dr. Barada. Tell us a little something about your infatuation with the Blessed Mother and the rosaries.
Oh, thanks, Tony. I appreciate that very much. Well, it really all started and came about when I would ask myself a couple of questions. I always wondered, when I was praying the rosary, after the second Hail Mary of a decade, I would wonder where my mind would wander off to. How could I keep my concentration on the prayer and not be so easily distracted? And I was always wondering, what is the significance of each mystery? Is there a message in it? And most of all, what occurred to Jesus and Mary as is told in the rosary? I wasn't able to answer any of these questions, and I wanted to get my focus into what was really happening within each mystery. I felt at the time it's not enough to just to pray 50 Hail Marys as a mantra without the necessary meditation on the meaning within each mystery. I read a pamphlet put out by the Association of Marian Helpers and stated, "One Hail Mary well said gives more graces than a great many badly said." That's when I decided to develop a prayer guide for myself, just for myself, because I wanted to help increase my knowledge and to focus on the thoughts of what was going on in each mystery. It ended up that the more I increased my knowledge of the events which occurred to Jesus and Mary and their significance in messianic chronology, the more I realized that the rosary is actually one of the best ways to learn the basics of our faith.
And weren't you really doing what Pope John Paul II said, to use the rosary as meditations?
Yes, John Paul said to use the rosary for meditation because he felt it was a complete gospel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so did Pope Benedict.
Sure.
When he was cardinal, he said that the best way to learn about Jesus is through Mary.
And isn't the rosary a great way of learning about the life of Jesus? Because it actually itemizes almost every important part of Jesus' life.
And even a step further, when you learn so much about what occurred in each of the events, you also see how they responded to to the event that was occurring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lesson which we should carry on.
And it's meant for us in our personal lives.
Yes.
And it helps as we go along.
Yes.
Well, it's in what I call an everything medication for us.
Sure.
It's a powerful weapon. It's a powerful cure for diseases. And it's just to get to know Jesus and the Blessed Mother more closely.
And you did it. And when I read your materials, you did it for the military.
Yes.
And tell us how you got into that. That was so powerful.
Well, when I was doing this project, I did it for myself. And then I had a friend up in Windham, New York. His name was Monsignor Charles Brown. And he was working for Cardinal Ratzinger, who was, of course, Pope Benedict.
I don't hear about Cardinal Ratzinger anymore.
Well,
became a pope, huh?
Okay. Oh, yes, you hear about him.
So anyway, I showed it to Monsignor Brown, and I just wanted to ask him whether or not he saw any theological errors in it. And he came back to me with it after he reviewed it, and he said he would like to show this to Archbishop O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Archbishop O'Brien was the archbishop for the Archdiocese of the Military Services. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to teach the people on the military bases. Now, the Archdiocese for the military is the largest archdiocese in the world. Mm. And he had under him, between the military personnel and the families, 3 million Catholics. And he felt a tremendous responsibility and wanted to teach them. And he's very Marian. Mm-hmm. And when he saw this, he invited me to go to Washington. And I went to Washington, and he asked me to design and develop a rosary card specific for the military. Mm-hmm. And I did that. It was used by the troops in Afghanistan, Iraq. It was aboard the USS Nimitz, the Roosevelt, and on all the military bases in the world. And he also, Archbishop O'Brien, through the Diocese of the Military, was also responsible for all the embassies in the world. Mm. So that was his forte. And he used it, and he felt very, very good. As a result of the tremendous acceptance of the prayer cards, he encouraged me to write a book. And I did that. I wrote a book based on the same methodology. And that was received very well. And then the USCCB in Washington, the Secretary of the Hispanic Affairs, asked me to have it translated into Spanish. And then the National Catholic Office for the Deaf and the Office for Inclusion Ministries, which takes care of people who have a little bit of a mental deficiency. They asked for a book for them, and I did that. And it's gone one step farther, because right now it's being translated into Tagalog.
Into what?
Really?
Tagalog.
That's for the Philippines. Sure.
And Father Sheehan from the Xavier Society for the Blind is...
We had him on here.
...transcribing all the books into Braille.
Wow.
And he's giving, he's making available to his 10,000 blind Catholics the CD that we'll hear a little bit of later. It's funny because when I was with Father Sheehan one day, he said to me, he says, "Hey, Dr. Vinny, how many people do you think are blind, Catholic blinds?" I said to myself, I never saw any in church. I mean, how many are there? So I said, 500. 1,000? He said 10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe it.
And they feel, see, people with a deficiency or a situation like being blind or visually impaired, and the people with ADHD and cerebral palsy and MS, a lot of them feel as though they're not welcomed into the church, and they feel like they're forgotten Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Because you really don't see too many of them in church.
No, what comes to my mind constantly is Father Martin, who is a blind priest, and does, I don't know if you ever saw him do the Mass, and he's magnificent. He knows every step of the altar. He knows where to go, what to do. He knows the readings. Mm-hmm. He says he gives you. He does the gospel by memory. He's magnificent. Really is. Father Sheenan knows Father Martin very well.
Yeah. That's very
he has
good.
A very interesting
life. You know, a while back, I ran an agency for autistic children and adults. And we had a lot of homes, 9 homes. And one of the people said that they took their adults to Sunday Mass, and they sat in the back because they didn't want to make it. So I said, the next time you go down the aisle and you sit in the very first rows and make it clear that children and adults with autism have a right to be at Mass.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt.
Very good.
Tell us more.
Well,
I just see that you had the CD, but you also did a study book for catechists and religious educators.
Yes, I did. What happened in that situation was Archbishop O'Brien asked me to go see Archbishop Raymond Burke in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Archbishop Raymond Burke is very, very big Marian. He's in charge of the Marian Society of the world. So I went to St. Louis, and I showed him what I had done, and he asked me to make a study book based on the rosary. And I showed him the prayer card, and he agreed that the people who teach education, felt that they were very dedicated, strong desire to teach, and well-meaning, but they lacked a depth of knowledge of the faith. And he felt that a rosary book which described what was going on in each mystery and amplified the knowledge, because I really felt that to love anybody or to love your faith, you have to have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And the more knowledge you have, the more you fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
So I did this book, and it's entitled The Study Book for Catechists and Religion Educators. And it was submitted, and for that book I received an imprimatur and a nil abstract, which means it's free of any doctrinal theological error.
Yes.
Be good for parents, wouldn't it?
Yes. There's also another book off that, the book is for parents and guardians.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm.
Because so many grandparents are teaching their kids.
They're trying to, yes.
And see, regarding grandparents, sometimes it's difficult for a parent to teach their child the faith, but a grandparent does. There's less of a barrier between a grandparent and a grandchild than there is between a parent and a child.
Mm-hmm.
And how did that book go over?
Oh, it's going over fantastically well.
Yeah. Because I looked at your materials, and they're so well done. And so I like the little card. You mentioned a prayer card on the rosary. And maybe you can even just talk a little bit about that.
Well, that's the original prayer card that was made up for Archbishop O'Brien for the military. And then it was also made for the Hibernians. And
you made prayer cards for a lot of different occasions, a lot of different things.
Yes, yes.
Geared towards that, and that's magnificent. That
even
really
I was asked by the New York Police Department to make cards
to bring that up.
And they were going to, not they were going to, they did, when a Catholic serviceman, a policeman or fireman died, they would give these prayer cards out at the funeral. Mm.
And the mysteries of the rosary are really the life of Jesus.
All biblical, yes.
And Pope John Paul had the nerve to add the luminous.
Well, he made the whole thing complete.
I know he did.
Remember, originally
for our listeners, that we had the joyful.
Joyful, and then it jumped to the sorrowful.
Right.
And there was nothing in between as far as the ministry of Jesus.
Right.
And that's where he came in. And he put the luminous mysteries in there, and he starts off with the wedding.
The
no, no, no. He starts off with the baptism of Jesus.
Yes. Yeah, and the second one
first
is
he's baptized, then he has the wedding feast to show that he's divine, and then he has the
evangelization.
Evangelization, and then the transfiguration,
yeah. Right.
And the initiation of the Eucharist. And that's the whole gospel.
And led you right into the
and
sorrowful.
The beauty part about the structure of the rosary is this. It is just between the Mass and the rosary are the only two devotions that we have that are repeated constantly. And all of us know that you could hear a beautiful sermon once, and you could hear a talk once, and it goes, and you could say, gee, it was very interesting, but then you forget it.
Absolutely.
But with the rosary, on Mondays and on Saturday, you talk about the joyful mysteries.
Yes.
On Tuesday and Friday, it's the sorrowful. And then Wednesday and Sunday, it's the glorious. And on Thursday, it's the luminous mysteries. But then it's repeated next week and the following week. And believe it or not, after 3 weeks, you know the gospel.
And it's all part of Jesus' life. The interesting part that I want to point out about the luminous mystery is that it has in there the wedding at Cana, which Jesus started his ministry of changing water to wine.
Right.
And in the glorious mystery, he ends it by changing the wine to his blood.
Mm.
And so there's a connection there, and the dots are connected. And that's why the luminous mystery, in my eyes, was so important to fill the gap.
I'm a psychologist. You may not know.
So watch what you say.
No, but I have people who have addiction problems, and they take the rosary, and they say it slowly when they're tempted to follow up their addiction. And somehow Mary and Jesus come and change their thought patterns. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing.
And it really is something that I can name people who were able to walk away from addiction just by focusing on the rosary.
It's amazing. I have the CD on the rosary. A fellow came to me once and he said, he plays it in his car, and it's so easy to listen to the rosary and pray along with it. And he said to me, he says, you know what happens? It takes away road rage.
Yes, sure.
Actually does.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it changes your whole environment.
Absolutely.
Because you invite Mary and Jesus there. And of course, wherever Jesus is, the Father is, and so is the Spirit. You can't get away from them all.
Now, the books that I did and the CD and the DVD right now are being used in grade schools and Catholic high schools.
Wonderful.
CCD, they're given out as gifts at Holy Communion and Confirmation. The blind Catholics, of course, are getting involved in it. RCIA, and that's an interesting thing because in RCIA, people who are converting, they don't know anything about the rosary. And this is a beautiful way.
They're just starting.
Yep.
And a lot of them object to Mary. What are you praying to Mary? She's not God.
Yes.
They
don't consider the rosary very high on their on their level. And it's used very often by the people with ADHD and Downs and cerebral palsy and even the inmate population.
The inmate population is very big with the rosary.
Yes.
And by the way, they have to be careful on what kind of rosaries they give the inmate population. They have to be very delicate that they break so that they can't use
Not only that, Tony, I heard that in the inmate population they use the beads as a signal as to where the drugs are and where contraband.
Is that right?
They hang it out of their pocket.
My Lord.
And if two beads are hanging out, it's on the second tier. Three beads. This is what I heard.
There could be. And they do make special rosaries for the inmates in the prisons. There are special made rosaries.
You know, you also did something that's very popular with me. You made a large print book.
Yes.
And for us guys who are just shy of seeing eye dogs.
Seniors love it.
I know. It's great. And you didn't confine your work to the rosary. You moved on to Divine Mercy, but I think you have a little piece that you could play here. Maybe it might be worthwhile.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trevor? maybe we can play that little piece. Tell people what it is.
Well, this is the CD. We're going to play a little bit of the CD of the Sorrowful Mysteries, starting with the Agony, and to give you an idea of how this...
That would work if you're in the car?
If you're in the car.
Okay.
And it's also, the audio of this is on the DVD.
Okay.
The Agony in the Garden. Being human, Jesus felt the horror and torment of suffering and death. He feared mental and physical suffering, like all of us do. My heart is in anguish within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fear and trembling are upon me. Horror overwhelms me. Psalm 55, 5. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. At the Last Supper, Jesus changed bread and wine into his body and his blood. Then he went to the garden to pray to his Father. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus was very sad and troubled. He said to the disciples, I am so sad that I feel as if I am dying. Matthew 26:38. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus prayed so hard that his sweat became like drops of blood. My Father, if it is possible, do not make me suffer, but do what you want and not what I want. Matthew 26:39. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus found the disciples sleeping. He was disappointed that they did not watch for him. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Get up, let us go. Look, my betrayer is at hand. Matthew 26:45-46. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Judas kissed Jesus in front of the mob. It was a signal to capture Jesus and take him away. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Scourging at the Pillar. The soldiers hated Jesus. They beat and whipped him without mercy. They just wanted to torture him. Jesus never did anything wrong. He had done no wrong nor spoken any falsehood. Isaiah 53:9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. After Jesus was captured in the garden, he was spit upon, punched, and beaten. Then the soldiers took him to Pilate. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pilate questioned Jesus and found that he did not commit any crime. Pilate told the Jews, "I find no crime. I will have him whipped and then release him." Luke 23:4. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus was tied to a post and was whipped many times. I gave my back to those who whipped me. I did not shield my face from punches and spitting. Isaiah 50:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus' entire body hurt very much. Every time he moved, the wounds and welts hurt more. From the bottom of my foot to the top of my head, there are many wounds, welts, and gashes. Isaiah 1:6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pilate hoped that the whipping would satisfy the angry crowd, but they were not satisfied with the torture. They yelled, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Luke 23:21. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The crowning with thorns. The soldiers took delight in making fun of Jesus. They wanted to make him look like a fool. They put a crown of thorns on his head. All who see me make fun of me. Psalm 22:8. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The soldiers ripped the bloody garments off Jesus. His wounds were opened again, causing severe pain. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The soldiers took a hedge with big thorns. They shaped it into a crown of thorns. A crown. The king must have a crown. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The thorns were forced into Jesus' scalp. To mock Jesus, they put a purple cloak on him. They called him King of the Jews. Mark 15:18. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. They wanted to make Jesus suffer more. They kept striking his bleeding head with sticks. The whole head is sick. Isaiah 1:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pilate said, "Here is the man. What should be done with him?" The angry crowd yelled, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" John 19:5-6. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning.
Okay, Benny. That was beautiful.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I just wanted to say I got a text while all this stuff was going on from people that wanted to know how can they get the rosary card and how can they get the books. Do they call you? Just give that information.
I have a website, and it's called therosarybooks.org.
Okay.
the Rosary Books. Has to be books, not book.
Okay.
The RosaryBooks.org. I want to just make a comment. It's so important that we realize that only Jesus fulfilled the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
He did it consistently and perfectly. And he was passive in a lot of things were done to him. When they gave him vinegar, when they pierced his hands and his feet. He didn't ask for these things. So it shows that by a passive nature, he fulfilled the messianic prophecies.
Because I love the fact that you interspersed Old Testament and New Testament scripture into the picture, because it just solidifies the continuity of the prophetic word and the fulfillment of the prophecies. Beautiful.
Thank you. I didn't want to make a scriptural rosary. You'll notice I didn't use too much. I used only scripture, which I thought was very, very precise. And when you listen to it, you'll see a lot of pausing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a firm believer that people, when something is said, people should ponder and think about what was said, rather than running from one statement right into another one.
Absolutely.
And you don't give people a chance to understand. Mm-hmm. So if you'll notice on this, on the CD, there's a pause, and that's so that people could digest and understand the statement, because the statements are very, very heavy there out of the scripture.
And the two women you chose were perfect in terms of the way they recited the lines slowly. And I could really get the feeling of the pain that Jesus had with the music. And it was just so dramatic. It was beautiful.
And it's interesting because this entire rosary takes only 7 minutes longer than a regular rosary.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to cut things down. Certain scripture, I had to take just the important parts of it. I couldn't elaborate too much, because I wanted to fit it into a certain time frame.
Yeah.
I was going through a very hard time in my life, and I was making a point to go to adoration every morning. And as I was going to adoration this one morning, I was being harassed by all sorts of negative voices and feelings. You know, you idiot, we'll look at the king, whatever. And I was told to say the rosary slowly out loud. And I did, and as I got to the door of the chapel, I was saying the third sorrowful mystery, the crowning of thorns, and I heard inside of me, your crown of thorns are the negative thoughts that you carry in your head. And when you enter into adoration today, I will remove that crown of thorns from your head. Wow.
Beautiful.
So powerful.
Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Powerful.
Vinny, you're a perfect example of someone that says yes to Jesus and then fasten your seatbelt, because you're on the move, baby. You're on the move.
Thanks,
John. I can't believe all that you are doing on the rosary. It's amazing.
And I don't want us to run out of time without talking about Divine Mercy and how you got into that, because we want to do the saint of the day.
If we have time, sure we'll have time.
Well, if we have
this
time.
Is more.
But I do think, listening to the professional quality of the CD and the tenderness with which it's expressed, it's by far the best rosary I've ever heard recorded.
Well, thank you.
I don't know about you, Tony.
Yeah, I agree with that. I
so
agree
100%. Powerful.
Thank you.
It's very, very well done. Yeah. And I'm sure you had divine guidance on making these.
The lady who did the narrator.
Is only one woman?
Yes.
I thought it was two. It sounded like two different people.
No. She's an actress.
Okay.
Okay.
And she did this on sight.
Wow.
Because I had previously asked her if she wanted to see the script, and she says, no, it's not necessary. And I went, wow. And then she did this on sight. One take.
Picked it up cold.
One take.
Oh, my
God.
It
was unbelievable.
That was one take?
One take.
Wow.
That was amazing.
Amazing. Right?
Yeah.
And she wasn't even Catholic.
Well, she may be now. Who knows?
I think so.
Yeah.
So what went on with the divine, divine mercy?
Okay. Regarding, yeah. What went on with that? Regarding divine mercy, I was asked one day.
That's another prayer dedication, if you want, using the model of the rosary.
Yes.
So that people know. It's from Faustina. Go ahead.
I received a phone call from the gift store at the Shrine of Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, and they were having a big affair, and they were selling the books. The rosary books were flying off the shelf.
Good.
So they asked me to bring up 100 books or send them up. So I said, all right, I'll bring them up to you. So anyway, when I delivered the books, the brother up there who's in charge of the gift store said, you know, people love to learn about the rosary the way you approach it. Could you do for Divine Mercy what you did for the rosary? Mm. And I had a meet with Father Seraphim Mykolenko, who was the co-author for the canonization papers of St. Faustina.
Mm. Mm.
And every time I wrote a chapter on Divine Mercy, I would have to meet with him, which was a thrill and a pleasure. And he reviewed everything. And it ended up that I did the book, and then he asked me to put the book on a DVD.
Mm. Oh,
and
okay.
We have a DVD which explains the message of Divine Mercy and the role of Saint Faustina, because Jesus commissioned her to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the big thing, of course, is that the diary is very cumbersome to read,
yeah.
And it's difficult.
Long.
And
yes.
It's long, and this is not, this
no.
is, again,
great.
A very practical way, again, pondering what's going on.
Yeah. I once went through the diary, and I pulled out all the words in heavy black print, and I did two newsletters, which I shared with the renewed groups of the diocese, and it's beautiful to hear what Jesus is saying, and how he offers mercy and love. And that's so contrary to what we hear about religion. It's painful and punishment and unforgiveness.
Very easy.
I didn't mean to throw you off with that, but I do that at times.
Religion is religion, and religion is love. And,
yeah.
And whoever gets involved with it knows that religion is love. So I think that's the essence of what this is all about. You're very impressive, Vinny.
Thank you very much.
And you have DVDs as well.
Yes,
as
yes.
long as, well, let's go for the whole schmear and tell everybody about everything. Why not?
He's got it all.
Well,
and he's got his own book on his own, on the life. I want to mention one thing. You have five brothers?
Four brothers.
They're all medical doctors.
Well,
you know
that's
that?
Terrible. Poor things. Today goes their family life.
It's amazing.
Yeah, anyway.
Tell us about the DVDs, too. What pictures did you... Were there, are there pictures on?
Yes, yes. The DVD, those were...
I played them,
pictures picturing... They were illustrations picturing the scene, what was going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a picture book, but it's not meant just for kids. You know, it's funny because right now in this atmosphere, everyone is interested in audio and visual.
Yeah.
They don't like to read books. They don't like to read big paragraphs and pages of books.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to just chop, chop, chop.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this book, and that's what the DVD and the CD do.
It's great. It really is.
And you also did this card for the military. And I like coming back to the military because I was a chaplain's assistant in the Army. And there were no real good materials for the military people.
Well, that's the card that shows Divine Mercy and shows... all these service people. And on the back of the card, I had asked Archbishop O'Brien, who at the time was in charge of the Archdiocese of the military, and he wrote a prayer. And these are distributed. And I guess they could get these through you, Tony.
Yeah, I'm going to have more made
you
up.
You want to read the prayer?
Yeah. Absolutely. O God of mercy, we beg you now to protect in a special way those who are defending us and our country we love. Bless them and take care of them. If they are tired, give them strength. If they are wounded, and suffering, give them comfort. If they are lonely, touch them with your gentle hand and let them know that you are near them. And if it be your holy will that they should give up their lives for us, grant them a peaceful death and a home with you in heaven. Hasten the day, dear Lord, when along with them and their families, we all enjoy the blessings of peace once more. Amen.
Amen.
Archbishop, beautiful prayer.
Archbishop O'Brien.
See? It's beautiful.
And you have your hands on the right punch and the left punch in terms of spiritual warfare. Because anyone who's in trouble with negative thinking, I'm a psychologist again, don't forget, can use these tools to combat the negative thoughts that take over their lives.
Yes.
And they can change it, and they can be set free from that. It's so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. This is quite amazing. I didn't realize, I know you gave me a lot of material, I didn't realize the depth of your devotion to this assignment by Jesus Christ, our Lord. You you actually said, "Here I am, Jesus, use me. I can feel it."
I feel that way sometimes.
Do you? Yeah. I'm positive.
Tell us about June 12th.
As I mentioned before,
that's just to pique the interest of the listeners.
Okay.
As I mentioned, June 12th.
As I mentioned before, the Xavier Society for the Blind is transcribing all the books into Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a big thrill for me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're distributing, or they're making available, rather, all the CDs. Now, on June 12th, they are having an affair at the New York Athletic Club in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a cocktail hour and a reception and hors d'oeuvres. And the guest of honor is a gentleman called Rudy Rudiger. And Rudy Rudiger has that movie maybe some of you have seen entitled Rudy. He was a gentleman who went to Notre Dame. He had a lot of disabilities, which tie into the blind again.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't blind, but I'm just saying people with disabilities overcame them, played on the Notre Dame football team, became a tremendous hero, and he goes around the country as a motivational speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be attending this. So if any of your listeners would like to join, they could call the Xavier Society for the Blind.
You have a number?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 212-473-7800.
7800. Did you get that, Tony?
It's
what
212-473-7800.
That's right. Or they could go online. They could go online. It's Rudy at Xavier Society for the Blind .com.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Rudy at Xavier Society for the Blind .com.
It's going to be an exciting affair, and a lot of personalities are going to be there.
And your website for your books?
TheRosaryBooks.org.
Amen. The Rosary Books, plural. TheRosaryBooks.org.
That plural is important. That
yes.
S is important.
Yes.
So it's The Rosary Books, BOOKS.org. And they can get all of your books on there?
Yes, everything's on there.
Okay.
Yes.
And the prayer cards that.
And the Divine Mercy. And Divine Mercy is on there.
That's
also
great.
Good.
Okay. That's wonderful.
We might have time to squeeze in the saint. What
do
you think?
We'll do it quick.
We like to squeeze in saints.
Saints if we can.
Because they are models for our listeners.
Yeah, and right. Saint Dominic is associated with the Holy
Rosary.
But
we don't want you to leave.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
Not going anyplace.
So I'm going to do a quick, I did a lot of research on it, and there's some question about if the Blessed Mother gave Saint Dominic the Rosary or not. But it was finally settled by the Catholic Church, and this is what the Catholic Church says. It said Pope Leo the 13th, in his encyclical, teaches that the Rosary does in fact have its origin from the Immaculate Mary herself, and by her command and counsel to Saint Dominic. Pope Leo the 13th teaches that the Queen of Heaven herself has granted great efficiency to this devotion, and is demonstrated by the fact that it was, by her command and counsel, instituted and propagated by the illustrious Saint Dominic in times particularly dangerous from the Catholic cause. And that happened when Saint Dominic was praying and was complaining that he couldn't reach the people, and that he had to, and he was getting depressed about it. And the Blessed Mother, a Blessed Virgin, by means of her appearance to Saint Dominic, said, "If you propagate the Holy Rosary, you will touch the lives of those who you feel you cannot reach." And so Saint Dominic's whole mission was to propagate the Holy Rosary. And not to go further, but the Blessed Mother did give 15 graces for those that say the Holy Rosary. And they are very, very powerful graces. I'm just going to mention them quickly if I can, okay? And I'll hurry it up. "Whoever shall faithfully serve me by the recitation of the Rosary shall receive powerful graces. I promise my special protection and the greatest graces to all those who shall recite the Rosary. It will cause virtue and good works to flourish. It will obtain for souls the abundant mercy of God. It will withdraw the hearts of people from the love of the world and its vanities. And it will then lift them the desires of eternal being. Oh, that souls would sanctify themselves by this means. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the Rosary shall not perish. Whoever shall recite the Rosary devoutly, applying herself or himself to the consideration of the sacred mysteries, shall never be conquered. Misfortune, God will not chastise him in his justice. He shall not perish by an unproven death. If it be just, he shall remain in the grace of God and become worthy of eternal life. Whoever shall have a true devotion for the Rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. Those who are faithful to recite the Rosary shall have been during their lifetime, and at their death, the light of God and the platitude of his divine mercy. I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the Rosary. The faithful children of the Rosary shall merit a huge degree of glory in heaven. You shall obtain all you ask of me by the recitation of the Rosary. All those who propagate the Holy Rosary shall be aided by me in their necessities. I shall obtain from my divine Son that all the advocates of the Rosary shall have for intercession of eternal celestial court during their life and the hour of the death. All who recite the Rosary as my children and brothers and sisters of my only Son, Jesus Christ. Devotion to my Rosary is a great sign of predestination." Beautiful. So those are the 15 promises.
You know, as you were reading that, you know what I kept on thinking? I have such a silly mind. We spent a whole hour selling an insurance policy.
Yes.
For people to reap benefits beyond time and beyond life, you know?
And just in closing, there were so many other benefits. There are blessings of the Rosary, the benefits of the Rosary, and it's a weapon. It's a weapon against the evil one.
And to add to that, at Fatima, a lady said, "I am the Lady of the Rosary.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
And I want you to pray the Rosary.
Right. And Saint Dominic, who I don't have time to speak, his whole life, has devoted his whole ministry to the Rosary. And that's it in a nutshell.
Do you have any closing words you'd like to offer?
Just, I thank you both for inviting me.
Well, we thank you. This was quite an uplifting broadcast, and I think you touched the fact that I got a text during the show indicates to me that you touched many souls.
And I like to go out with music, as you know.
Oh, yes, I know.
And here are the priests singing the Ave Maria. It's a beautiful rendition.
Oh, that's a beautiful song.
Vinny, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. A pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Vinny. I'm going to send you this. And thank you, listeners. Thank you for listening. And thank you for praying for us.
The views expressed in the previous program did not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB. The views expressed in the following program do not necessarily